Well, would you like to start out by playing something and see how it sounds?
Sure, we'll do something from the Dear Sister album called Due in Time. 1, 2, 3, 4. I was born with a fire in me, buried under coals. I lit a match when I was 7, burned down our home. Took the blame for all the trouble I put them through. But the trouble won't release me, no matter what I do.
Very nice, thank you.
Thank you.
How long have you four been playing together?
Well, that's sort of a sordid story, you see.
I'm all for sordid
stories. We have Mark Schatz here, who is, he's the senior member now
He has seniority, 6.5 years or so, Mark.
And don't you forget it, young fellers. Yeah, I've 6.5, going on 7 years with Claire. It's been quite a wonderful run, actually.
Yeah, we've had a good time. And then Brian over here playing that fabulous fiddle. I think he's been with me 3 years,
yeah. Joined in
January.
The winter, yeah, the January of 2012.
So, but Jared now, this is his first week with us, so he's in the hot seat.
That's right. You mentioned in an article that he had to learn about 40 tunes.
Yes.
Probably upwards of that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing so long, you know, I have a huge repertoire.
Yes, that's right.
You can only learn 40 at a time.
Yeah, that's right. And
groups of 40.
You've won 2013 Female Vocalist of the Year in International Bluegrass Music Association and the Artists Walker Fellowship, which was won 2012.
Yes, sir.
And known as a pioneer, continually pushing the boundaries of bluegrass music.
Yes, well, when I started out, you know, in the 1900s, it was pretty much good old boys' music. So,
back in the 1970s.
Yeah, but there were a few other women also pushing boundaries too, you know, for the female thing. But then also musically, I wasn't born in the hills of Kentucky. Although I lived in Alabama when I discovered bluegrass, I was from New York. My parents were both from Syracuse. So I moved to Alabama when I was 12, and, you know, I brought some other sensibility to the music. I wasn't really, you know, a purebred, you know, blue blood bluegrasser.
Right, so moving from New York changed your life. Definitely.
Certainly did. Yeah. That was sort of a weird time, you know. Martin Luther King was alive, and George Wallace was governor of Alabama. It was pretty weird.
Yeah. How about another tune?
Okay. Well, we should probably do the title cut of our CD, which is a song called Dear Sister. And it's a song, actually, I have a girlfriend from Alabama named Louisa Branscombe, and she's my co-writer on this song. She had a great-great-great aunt who had 4 brothers who fought in the Civil War, and they all wrote letters home to her, and she saved the letters, and the family discovered them in the 1980s in the old home place in Union Springs, Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they put the letters together in a book. They called the book Dear Sister, and we wrote the song.
And that's the title of your album.
Yes, it is. Actually, it won Song of the Year in 2014, this year, with IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association.
Fantastic.
Yep. So here it is, Dear Sister. 1, 2, 3, 4. This could be my last letter. I may never see the cotton fields of home again. I miss you, dear sister. Tonight I never felt so all alone. And the fog was so thick that the stoned river stars could scarcely invade the drip and the dark. And all that I could see when I closed my eyes to dream was home, sweet. Night coals were glowing through the haze. The Union boys sang Hail Columbia, then we sang Look Away, Look Away, and they this is my last letter, and I never see the cotton fields of home again. And if I fall here at Stones River, I know that God will bear away my soul to be with Him. And I wait for you there, where all is bright and fair, where the light of His face outshines the blue and gray, where all of humankind, yes, every man will find his home, sweet
home. If you've just tuned in, you're hearing from Claire Lynch and her band performing live at KUNM, and we just heard the title song of your last album. In fact, it really wasn't you had a holiday album too, didn't you?
Yes, since the Dear Sister album was released, we have created and released a holiday CD by the same name, and we're delighted with it. We're still getting good reviews, and the fans are writing about it on Facebook still. So,
oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's got a good life of its own.
And you have a new label too. You were with Rounder Records.
I was with Rounder for 18 years and signed with Compass Records out of Nashville for the Dear Sister project. We have another project coming up soon.
Oh, very good. And how much longer of the tour have you got? You're going to Arizona next.
Yes, we're going to Arizona, and then we hit California, and we'll start in Del Mar near San Diego and go all the way to the Bay Area. So we won't be done for another couple weeks.
And no, you're not only a songwriter and singer in your own right, but you do a lot of, it seems like you do a lot of backup vocals for other artists.
Well, I've been known to. I've had some good, background vocal gigs. I've done, I started with Patti Loveless, and did quite a bit of work with her in studio, and then mostly television. And but I also work with Dolly Parton around 2000, 2001, for a couple of years, off and on.
Yes. And 2005, you think, is a pivotal year for you because you struck out on your own, sort of?
Yeah, very much so. Oh, you've been reading my bio.
Yeah, that's right.
2005 is when I started the Claire Lynch Band, because before that I had been with the Front Porch String Band from Alabama. And, I became the, I ran the business. I've been doing it ever since.
Once again, we're with Claire Lynch, and she's performing tonight at the Outpost Performance Space starting at 8 p.m. And we're going to hear some more live music. We're running out of time, so
good. Let's
hear more live.
I mean, not good we're running out of time.
No.
Good, let's play another one. Can we do one from the holiday CD?
Yes,
why not? This is not a Christmas song or anything, but it's a song about snow, and I noticed that you have a couple inches on the ground here.
Yeah, this is as much snow as we've had this year.
Cool.
In
Albuquerque. Did you close schools?
The schools are closed, I think. UNM is closed. Yeah, everything's shut
down.
You're
as bad as Alabamans.
No, they're getting hit there, too.
Yeah, they are. All right, well, here's Snow Day from our holiday CD. One, two, three, four.
It's a chilly winter morning. I got the covers over my head. I'm trying to find a way to make myself get out of bed. When I notice it's too quiet, and I look out on the drive to a beautiful sight, a blanket of white, I'm the happiest man alive. Snow. snow day.
Snow day.
Snow day.
Snow day.
There's not a thing that we can do. And I'll spend the whole day with you.
Not a thing is open in this winter wonderland. Might as well forget about whatever we had planned. We've been working hard all winter. We've been busy just getting it done. What a wonderful way for Mother Nature to say, today we're just gonna have fun. Snow day.
Snow day.
Snow day.
Snow day.
There's not a thing that we can do. Oh, and I'll spend the whole day with you.
Claire Lynch, and I guess you feature other swing songs in your set.
Yes, well, we've been known to do swing music quite a bit from that same writer. Henry Hipkins is the guy that wrote Snow Day, and he's a fabulous writer. He's a full-time lawyer. He actually has a day job, but, you know, so does everybody in Nashville while they're writing songs.
And you'll be featuring mostly from your new album tonight at the Outpost.
Oh, well, actually, we delve into everything. You know, I have 7 albums now, 8, something like that.
I think we have 9. We have about 6.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are some that are requested by our fans that, you know, we've put in the set, and we like to mix it up. So we're always learning new stuff, so you never know what you're going to get.
Very good. And what I'm going to do now is ask you to play another tune, and then I'm going to head back to the main studio, and so that I can
be a DJ again.
Yeah. And I want to thank you very much for coming down to KUNM and playing.
Thank you.
I hope you have a really good turnout tonight at the Outpost Performance Space.
Oh, me too.
And then you're going on to Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, Arizona.
I don't even know where that is.
It's south of Flagstaff. It's kind of closer to Sedona.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. On that road. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. It'll be a first for us.
Okay, great. And thank you so much for coming down. And what are you going to play for us now?
We'll do something from my gospel CD. It's called Paul and Peter Walked.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
just one man, a carpenter from Galilee, who healed the sick and made the blind man see. His Paul and Peter walked, they did not ride, they had no chariot and they could not fly. So Paul and Peter walked one step at a time across the mountains and the valleys wide. And if it's too far,
travel light.
And if it's too high,
walk at night.
If the road is too rough, if you don't have time to move.